President-elect Bush now has nominated all department heads in his cabinet. He's also named his first Democrat, outgoing Commerce Secretary Norman Mineta, who will become Transportation Secretary under Bush. The president-elect also has named his choices to lead the Labor and Energy Departments. NPR's Larry Abramson has the first of two reports.
Former Michigan Senator Spencer Abraham only served one term in Congress before he was defeated last November. He hasn't really built a reputation as an energy expert, but in accepting the nomination to be Energy Secretary, Abraham said his approach would be of the kinder, gentler variety.
We have vast resources within the United States, and these are crucial to our country's security. We can make good use of them while at the same time, I believe, meeting our responsibilities as good stewards of the land, the air, and the water.
But environmental groups say this election makes it clear that the Bush administration plans to ignore environmental concerns, coming after the appointment of New Jersey Governor Christy Whitman to head the Environmental Protection Agency. The League of Conservation Voters gave Abraham a rating of zero, pointing to his votes in favor of oil drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and for sending nuclear waste to a repository at Nevada's Yucca Mountain. Elise Campaign with the Natural Resources Defense Council emphasized his ties to the auto industry.
Well, this confirms some of our worst fears that this administration is not only representing big oil, but with the selection of Spence Abraham, big auto just drove up to the table.
But Abraham's responsibilities go well beyond traditional areas of environmental concern. The Energy Department oversees everything from development of alternative fuels to cleanup of nuclear weapon sites to nuclear nonproliferation programs. Tara O'Toole worked as Assistant Secretary of Energy in the Clinton administration. She says Abraham will have to be a terrific manager to get a handle on this department.
But I think the Secretary of Energy is a very, very difficult post, and it comes with an awful lot of thorny problems and not much glory.
Abraham will also face the challenge of responding to energy problems in an administration that favors deregulation. Admiral James Watkins served as Energy Secretary under George Bush Sr. He says the private sector cannot achieve energy independence on its own.
We can't decry the fact that we have to import more crude than we were importing in 1992 now without having done something about it. But we do.
Abraham will learn quickly just how contentious this position can be. He's supposed to issue a recommendation on the Yucca Mountain waste site by summer. Any decision will arouse controversy. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.